Stand outside right now and feel the air on your skin. That subtle coolness, the way the breeze shifts direction, the particular quality of light filtering through clouds overhead, all of it is speaking to you in a language you've forgotten how to hear. We've become a civilization of weather illiterates, checking our phones for regional forecasts while remaining blind to the hyper-local conditions unfolding around us. Yet our ancestors possessed an extraordinary literacy in reading nature's signs, a sophistication we've mistaken for superstition. The weather at your doorstep can differ dramatically from conditions just a mile away, a reality no app can capture. On one side of Switzerland's Jura Ridge, two completely different ecosystems exist just 2 feet apart. Around a single juniper bush, microclimate varies as much over a few yards as broader climate does over 3,000 miles. This isn't trivia. It's the secret world of weather, and learning its language transforms how we move through our days. Weather is simply heat, air, and water in constant motion, stirred by the sun and Earth's rotation. Understanding a few fundamental principles unlocks the patterns surrounding us daily. Heat moves distinctly through our environment. The sun's radiation warms surfaces unevenly, with dark objects absorbing more than light ones. On cold days, sun pockets, sheltered south-facing slopes with overhanging branches, maximize warmth while blocking upward heat loss. Animals know these spots instinctively. We can learn them too. Different materials conduct heat at varying rates. Metal feels colder than wood at identical temperatures because it pulls heat from your hand faster. When sun warms land, heated air rises in invisible thermals, carrying spiders on silk and providing lift for circling raptors. Water constantly changes state in our atmosphere. Warmer air holds more vapor. When air cools to saturation, condensation creates visible droplets. This threshold is the dew point, key to reading clouds. Dew forms when ground cools below this point, requiring clear skies, moist air, and calm winds. It appears on poor heat conductors like grass while avoiding rocks and soil. Your shadow on dewy grass often shows a halo effect called Heiligenschein, manifesting from morning halos to the dramatically brighter full moon. Frost forms when water vapor freezes into ice crystals. Hoarfrost coats surfaces after clear, still nights, while rime ice creates asymmetrical formations thicker on windward sides when airborne droplets freeze on contact. Cold, dense air flows downhill, pooling in valleys while leaving hilltops frost-free. Clouds communicate constantly if you know their language. Three families tell the story. Cirrus clouds, high, wispy ice crystals, warn of change 12-24 hours ahead. Stratus clouds appear as flat sheets, indicating stability. Cumulus clouds feature bulges above flat bottoms, from fair-weather puffs to towering giants. Seven patterns decode their messages. Lowering clouds signal worsening weather. Multiple types indicate instability. Growing clouds mean deteriorating conditions. Clouds taller than wide suggest bad weather. Spiky tops warn of unsettled weather. Rough bases indicate imminent rain. Lower clouds provide shorter-term forecasts. Watch cumulus throughout the day. If they weaken as the sun lowers, fair weather lies ahead. If they grow without thermals below, instability warns of bad weather. Cirrus, shaped like sharp commas, mare's tails, indicate wind shear and approaching storms. Contrails that persist and spread signal near saturation and approaching wet weather. The sky isn't scenery, it's a constantly updating forecast. Weather transforms when air masses, defined by temperature and moisture, collide at boundaries called fronts. These masses don't mix, but replace each other abruptly. Warm air, being less dense, slides over cold air in a shallow gradient. The first sign appears 12-24 hours ahead, high cirrus clouds showing the front's approach direction. As it nears, clouds lower and thicken. Cirrus becomes cirrostratus, creating sun halos, then altostratus, finally nimbostratus, bringing steady rain. Wind strengthens and backs, shifts counterclockwise, visibility drops, and rain falls in bands for hours. After passage, you enter the warm sector, blanketed skies, warmer air, light drizzle, and frequent fog. Cold fronts arrive suddenly and dramatically. They slide under warm air as a steep wedge, forcing it sharply upward. Signs include tall cumulus clouds, veering, then sharply backing winds, and sudden temperature drops. Cold fronts bring violent but brief weather. Soon after, cooler air and clearer skies emerge. A red sunset following a cold front signals pleasant conditions ahead, the clear western sky suggesting fair weather approaching. Wind reveals itself from high cirrus clouds to ground-level puddle ripples. The sound we hear isn't wind itself, but air interacting with objects. Even gentle breezes create observable patterns. The lightest bend smoke and rustle leaves, stronger winds lift dust and flex twigs. On warm summer days, a cool, steady breeze often signals fair weather. Dry air promotes evaporation, creating cooling on our skin. Wind direction reveals impending changes by reflecting shifting pressure systems. Air flows from high to low pressure, with Earth's rotation causing winds to circle clockwise around high pressure systems and counterclockwise around lows in the northern hemisphere. Morning breezes stay steady, governed by pressure differences. By afternoon, the sun warms land and creates thermals that disrupt flow, causing gusts. Landscape shapes wind. Gaps accelerate it. Valleys channel it. Obstacles create turbulent eddies. The crosswinds rule predicts changes. Stand with your back to low wind and observe high cirrus clouds. If they move left to right, bad weather approaches. Right to left suggests improvement. Trees bent by prevailing winds reveal direction patterns, while each species creates distinctive sounds. Forests create distinctive microclimates with surprising patterns. While cooler during sunny days, they're warmer at night, trapping heat under their canopy. Douglas firs retain heat better than pines, which outperform bare oaks by nearly 20 degrees. Tree canopies offer varying shelter. Larger leaves allow more rain through. Beech leaves let twice as much pass as pine needles. Branch architecture determines water flow. Upward sloping branches channel water toward trunks, downward sloping branches to the perimeter. Wind creates a noticeable bulge 1 to 2 yards above ground, precisely at human head height. Forests offer natural humidity gauges. The forest floor crunches when dry and stays silent when damp. Mosses climb higher up trunks in damper areas. Pine cones open in dry weather and close when humidity rises. As the sun rises, west-facing hillsides hold frost longer in mornings, while north-facing slopes may keep it all day. 10-day forecasts can't predict hyperlocal conditions, leaving us perpetually surprised. The solution isn't better apps, it's reawakening our ability to read nature signs. Every cloud formation, wind shift, and frost pattern communicates predictable patterns of heat, air, and water in motion. Air temperature varies dramatically across a single tree. Cold air pools in valleys, while hilltops stay warmer. Gap winds accelerate through narrow spaces. Afternoon cumulus clouds signal instability. Cirrus commas, shaped like mares' tails, warn of approaching storms. Our ancestors possessed this literacy through necessity. We can reclaim it. Start small. Notice which side of buildings holds frost longer. Feel the wind bulge at head height in forests. Watch how cumulus clouds change throughout the day. The secret world of weather isn't hidden. It's unfolding around you, waiting for you to remember its language.